Welcome to Comic Book Debate. We're the Faruqi brothers, Shiraz, Zayan, Umar, and Samir. Today, we have a very special guest. You may know her from Army of the Dead that was just dropped this week, Wonder Woman, Zack Snyder's Justice League. It's Samantha Nguyen. Samantha, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I am honored to be here, and your description of me sounds so much cooler than I really am. So, disclaimer, I'm pretty lame.
No, you're humbling yourself there. You have so many fans who especially have completely fallen in love with your career, even just recently with Army of the Dead. So I'm sure they're going to be very interested in hearing more about your career, which is what I think the goal of this interview is going to be. So Samir, why don't you kick us off with the first question?
Hey, Samantha. Before we get into Army of the Dead and your performance as Chambers, we wanted to give the audience a chance to get to know you. So this is a question we ask all our guests. What is your origin story and how did you get into acting?
Oh my God. You know what? My origin story is that acting in martial arts is all I've known. So I don't know how I could have landed in any other profession, to be honest. My mom put me in martial arts right from the age of 4 onwards. And even before that, I was on the side of the mats, punching and kicking, wanting to participate because my older brothers were already doing it by that age. And acting was just something I always knew I wanted to do. And so I feel really grateful. I think a lot of people, it takes them a long time to figure out what they're passionate about or what they even want to direct their lives towards. But I feel like I've always known. So my origin story is very lame, unfortunately. I've just been slowly but surely chipping away.
Throughout your career, you've not only been known as an actress in multiple films and television shows, but you've also been known as a longtime stunt actress as well, performing your own stunts. Mm-hmm. What is the difference in your approach between those two styles of production?
Well, the level of collaboration is different. So as a stunt double, I do have a boss who's the stunt coordinator, and they work under the second unit director. And so I'm farther under the chain of command. And so it is more of the collaboration is more me trying to understand and get clear from the stunt coordinator and second unit director what they specifically are looking for. And then I just try to match or do that as best I can. And a lot of it is more physical acting and then physical stunts. So they're very technical notes, and it's a different kind of adjusting that you do. But working as an actress performing my own stunts is different because I got to be a part of the collaborative effort in creating the character. So the collaborative efforts weren't receiving physical notes and trying my best to mimic them. That is still a part of it, but there's another open world side of it where you get to make decisions and create and see what happens in the moment. Being in the moment and spontaneous is something that I didn't get to do in stunts because of safety issues. You really need to plan everything and perform everything as everyone is expected of you for optimal safety. Whereas in acting, some of the best moments come unexpected to you and to everyone else. And so getting to play in that world was new and exciting for me on that level, that stage.
That's awesome to hear, because it's interesting that, you know, the stunt acting is very much, you know, it's technical, it's, you know, it's a lot about discipline. I'm sure a lot of it's in regular acting as well, but you mentioned, like, even when you're describing it, you mentioned, like, there's so much more passion and there's a different kind of energy you got to tap into when you do acting. So I think it's a perfect segue to talk about Army of the Dead then and your role as Chambers, because arguably this is one of, if not the biggest role in your young career thus far. Netflix just announced today that it's the number one movie on the platform worldwide. So congratulations on that achievement. Can you shed some light on the casting process for this role? I mean, was it as simple as Zach calling you up and saying he has you in mind for this role, or was there an audition process? How did you get this role?
So it was a bit of a journey that I had to take myself on to get the role. I had heard that Army of the Dead was in pre-production, and I could see the synopsis of it just like everyone else was reading online when the announcements were made. I was like, oh my God, there's mercenaries in Las Vegas, and there's zombies. Like, this movie is gonna be so fun. And then I'd look at my phone and there's nothing. And then I'd look again and there's nothing. And I started to get so antsy because I really wanted to be a part of it. I got to read all the character descriptions and I just fell in love with the story and the characters. And every day that went by that I didn't hear something, I knew that I needed to do something. I didn't want to kick myself later if it was my own fear or fear of saying something or speaking up that would hold myself back. So I called a bunch of friends and over the course of 3 days, they had to reassure me, Zach will not think that you're entitled if you ask to audition. The Snyders will not suddenly hate you just because you asked to audition. There were all of these things I was telling myself because my biggest fear is that I would come across as ungrateful for everything they had already done for my career. But my friends played a huge role in encouraging me otherwise. And so I finally did just text Zach and ask if I could audition and say it would just be an honor to show my work, not feeling like I need to get any role or anything, but just to audition would be a blessing. And the moment he responded, all of those fears seemed so stupid because of course he was happy to have me audition. And I had worked it up to be this huge thing in my head that it just was not. And from there, the casting director sent over the sides and I basically handed him a short film instead of a typical audition because I wanted him to know how grateful I was for the opportunity. And then a few weeks later, casting called and John Papsidera was on board and I was able to be Chambers. It was the ride of my life.
Well, speaking of Zack Snyder, you've gotten a chance to work with him now multiple times. Mm-hmm. How is the experience on Army of the Dead different from other collaborations that you've done with Zack Snyder?
On Army of the Dead, it was probably the closest that I've gotten to work with him because as a stunt performer or smaller roles prior, I just wasn't... I wasn't a part of those collaborative processes when it comes to crafting the character and prior to shooting. And then B, I was a part of more than just the action scenes and just the days of shooting for all the fights. So it was very different when it comes to that. Also, because Army was a step out of what he was doing prior with all of the comic book films. He was his own DP, he was operating the camera, so he was just feet away from us at all times. It was a vastly different experience, but it probably wasn't all that different and it reminded me very much of the Sucker Punch days. That was another original project of his and he was so involved in every step. You could feel his passion. It really reminded me of that, but like an unfettered sucker punch because there was no, oh, we can't do this or the studio doesn't want us to do this or PG-13, so we can't do this. There was none of that. I feel like he went for it and it was so amazing to watch.
Absolutely. And I guess we can just jump straight into spoilers for Army of the Dead. Not only was Chambers one of the fan favorite characters to come out of the film, but you also had a couple of scenes that are constantly brought up as highlights on social media and online. What was your favorite scene to shoot in the film?
Also that scene. I think the feeling of getting to go to town on so many zombies in one scene and with such long takes too, we would have takes where there might be 10 to 15 kills in one take. And just the adrenaline that you get from that. And I would describe it as a kind of magical feeling purely because of the collaboration that was required. So something that you can't tell watching is that the lighting effect for the gun was actually manually done from a remote control from Matt Righetti, who was one of the fight choreographers. He was actually crouched on top of a shelf in the corner of the room in the dark so he can't be seen. And he had a remote control and he knew the choreography even better than I did. And so every time I aimed up the gun, he had to hit the button to make the muzzle flash. That's how the gag worked. So the timing for him being able to watch me and every single time I'm supposed to shoot, he's the one that's activating it. And then for me, waiting until I see the muzzle flash before continuing in the choreography. That combined with
the actual choreography with the zombies and, you know, all of us working together. Each person moves differently and has slightly different timing. So getting to go through everyone and syncing up. And then also Ian Seabrook was the second unit DP and also operating the camera. He caught everything. So just the dance between Ian, myself, the zombies, Matt Rigetti, and then Damon Caro, who was directing second unit that day. I don't know if something like that would have been possible with any one of those people missing. It was so very necessary to get what we had shot in that day. And I feel proud because we did shoot the fight sequence in one day. So that was just a day where I think we were all beaming and we all knew that we had some sort of well-oiled machine and we just felt on fire. So I'm so proud of that day. It was my favorite.
That's amazing. Yeah, it really was one of the best scenes in the film.
Oh, thank you so much. It was extremely fun to film.
Can you tell us about shooting your final scene in the movie? It was another fan favorite moment and where you combined your acting and stunt skills. Did you do all your stunts in the film?
I did do all of my on-camera stunts in the film. And the only reason I say that is because I was a former stunt double. And so I feel like it's necessary for me to acknowledge that part of that job is more than just what you see on camera. Like you'll do pre-vising and you'll help iron out all the kinks in the choreography ahead of time so that I can step in and it's already set and good to go. But Natalie Padilla did chambers in the previs, and I'm sure she tested all of the gags in the window before I even had to go to it. So she was very much a part of the process. But on camera, yes, going through the window and all the shooting and stabbing and all that fun stuff was me. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You asked about the last scene in the movie too. That was a moment where everything I had trained for, I was so grateful for, because there was actually quite a bit of obstacles and quite a bit of things in real life that you don't see on camera that were kind of difficult to navigate while also trying to act and be present in an emotional moment so everyone can, you know, feel the impact of the death. But the reality of it was that some blood had gotten in my eye, and so it was stinging, and I think it had burnt my retina maybe a little bit, I'm not sure, but I had to go to the set medic and they had to wash out my eye, and it was so sensitive to the light after that that I couldn't, it was really hard for me to open it. So just even keeping my eye open for that time was extremely difficult. And then with the explosion and the bright light, it was so actually painful and just difficult to keep my eye open to even be able to act. So it was like that hurdle mixed with starting to feel, you know, sore and tired from the fight that we had just done. It was a lot of real life things that I'm glad I did training for ahead of time, whether it was in acting classes or, you know, just those times in life when you're exhausted, but you push through and you feel proud afterwards. I'm glad I had done all that. I knew that it was in me impossible, and we were still able to make the moment happen. But I'm really happy with the way it came off. It seems like it's left an impact with people, which was my goal. So for that, I would not have changed a single thing. I would say, yes, please burn my eye a bit, make me exhausted, because however that all worked together seemed to be good. So I don't want to touch it.
I mean, you speak on like these kind of trials and tribulations that happen on set that, you know, when you're watching the movie, you don't think about how difficult each and every scene must be to put together. And that's why I think it's so important that for a second right now, you took aside, you're like, listen, how important it is to recognize the stunt doubles, recognize the people who are training and acting and putting themselves on the front lines, basically, of a production to make these kind of magical moments happen on screen. So I think that's a very good, important thing to kind of distinguish out that, like, for someone in your position who's been on both sides of that kind of world, right? So, and then speaking of kind of your stunt work, I mean, your roles in the DC films have been a lot of fun for fans to point out, especially after Army of the Dead. I'm seeing a lot of new fans who are just getting introduced to you are pointing out, like, oh, here she was in Man of Steel, here she was in Wonder Woman. And it's like you're opening new eyes. So with your roles on DC films, I mean, you played a Kryptonian soldier in Man of Steel. You were obviously you're on Amazon for multiple DC films, including Wonder Woman and Zack Snyder's Justice League. I mean, across the board, including Army of the Dead, you've always played these strong, strong and bold women. Why do you feel like these roles can inspire other women and children to have confidence in their abilities, like you did in putting developing your craft?
Well, firstly, thank you. It's really special to me that that is seen and felt in the communities, because it is extremely important to me. The ways I think that it will impact younger women, or just the next generation of people in general, is that it is creating a different norm. And I think that for decades and decades in our film industry, things have looked a certain way. People have looked a certain way. Gender roles have looked a certain way. There's just been a cookie cutter, one size fits all look and feel to film. But just recently, is it now coming into a different direction where we have diversity in all regards, nationalities, ethnicities, physical appearances. And so films like Army of the Dead and Justice League and Wonder Woman, where the Amazons and the groups of people are made up of all kinds of different people, it's special because that is what kids are seeing as everyday life and normal. And so they're not growing up thinking, I can't be this because I don't see that around, that doesn't exist. They're growing up thinking, oh, people that look like me are doing this and this and this and this, and the world is our oyster. So it removes some of those limitations that I think people like our age and generations even older have had to overcome and deal with. There are these barriers or limitations that we've put on ourselves because things haven't been done before. But the more we can break those barriers and the more standard we make them, and the more pressure we put on everyone else to keep up with this trend, I think is extremely important for the next generation. And it's a step forward for humanity and for the world, and, you know, uniting us as human beings. I think that has been especially important this year. And so I think Army is another step in that direction, and I'm proud to be on that end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to ask you a little bit about, you mentioned your martial arts training. Mm-hmm. Can you go into that a little bit more about that training and how what that experience is like?
Oh yeah, well, I started when I was 4 and my mom was already a black belt in jiu-jitsu. So she automatically put both of my older brothers and myself in jiu-jitsu. That was like a family rule. If you're born, you have to do jiu-jitsu. But again, I was a kid, so I'm not saying challenge me to a jiu-jitsu match because I know I would do terribly. But it was really important in terms of developing work ethic and discipline and being physically active. Like, for those reasons, it was extremely valuable. And then I just ended up loving it so much that I wanted to continue. And I knew, even as a kid, that a performance martial art would only help my acting. And so I transitioned into wushu, my Chinese martial arts, which is a performance style that Jet Li is probably the most famous person for doing it. It's his style. And I was so inspired by Jet Li, and he was everything that I wanted for my career. And so I started in that, and my obsessive type A personality just had to keep doing it until there was nothing left to do. And so I competed at one level and the next level and the next level. And it did very much become my life for a while. So it's an interesting feeling, because I think it was a whole other career. Even though I did it for acting, that was very much its own career, an athletic career, and then the stunt career, and then the acting career. But I'm extremely grateful for it because I have never worked that hard again in my life. I trained so hard. I had so many emotional breakdowns from feeling like I could and should do more, and feeling like you're not enough, and then learning to put aside those feelings and focus on the single task at hand, which is the single training session that you're in. Stop worrying about the future. So I learned so many lessons in that training that
I hope I can keep for the rest of my life and that have carried over into making these experiences so much happier. And I can really appreciate and enjoy them because I've experienced that already.
Your lived experiences very much do translate on screen, and it makes you that much more professional and seamless. So it really does feel completely believable, because quite frankly, it is believable because you've done it, right? So those blood, sweat, and tears literally did go a long way, I think, in making you the person you are right now.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me. It would be exciting to do a film where, I don't know, I feel like I could have pushed harder or gone faster and done more. So it would be really neat for there to be some sort of film like John Wick style, or I don't know, that really pushed that envelope for me. Army was certainly a unique experience for it. But yeah, I just want more challenges, more weapons, more choreography, more, I don't know. It's fun. I like it.
Hopefully those opportunities definitely come your way. I actually want to go back to Army quickly as we kind of start the wind down process and talk about some fan theories. People have been, literally since the day the film came out, people have been speculating with so many different stuff where, you know, on face value is the heist movie with zombies, and then slowly there's UFOs and robot zombies and time loops and all this stuff and simulations. So have you read any of these fan theories, and do you subscribe to any of them personally? Like, what do you make of all like the fan engagement with this movie?
I love it. I feel like I'm getting most of my information through the fans. I actually didn't even notice the robot zombies until I'd seen people talking about it on Twitter, and then my partner pointed it out when we were watching it, and I was like, what? How did I not? I just missed so much in the shooting process. And then the zombies that were wearing the characters' costumes in that hallway leading towards the vault, that was something that I didn't know until I was on set staring at it with Anna, and we were like, wait a minute, is that your costume? Wait, why is that? Like, no one really explained those things to us. So I think Zach was pretty sneaky in setting up a lot of these Easter eggs. And I don't know, maybe just keeping it between him and the writers as to what it all means and where it's gonna go. But it's a fun journey, and the word Easter egg is perfect because that's what it felt like. There was so much that I didn't know that even as an actress working on the film, I still had to try to discover for myself as I'm walking around the set. It's just very intentional with things, and it makes it so fun. But I love the theory of the time loop. I did have that question when I was watching it too. I was like, what does Omari's character mean by this? It's there, and then it's a moment, and then it isn't really delved into afterwards. But I know that Zach has a plan for it. He is an intentional person, like I said. So I'm just as curious to find out. But if there is some sort of time loop alternate reality where Chambers gets to redo her path and maybe it ends a different way, I would be totally down for that. That would be my favorite theory. But no, it is just fun to sift through and see, because people on Twitter are so much more creative than I can even be. So I feel like their ideas are so much better than mine would have been.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well said, well said. I think you just saying that you'd be happy to come back and play this character, even if there's a reimagining of it, I think fans are right away going to jump all over that, because I think, like we said a few times, like, you're one of the fan favorite characters in the film. So I guess I'm going to ask you one last question before we jump into kind of the real closing question. And it's kind of like, well, this question we ask a lot of our guests. If you could play any superhero, it doesn't matter if someone else is currently playing them right now, like your dream superhero to play, who would that be?
I think it would be Superman, because of what he stands for in the world, the icon that he is, and his influence on kids. I feel like he's one of the most recognizable symbols, and he has some of the most powerful influence over the young generation. And so I would like to be a part of that. That is something that means a lot to me. And I guess I would wanna have trust that whoever gets to embody that character next truly understands the value and impact of it. And I think Henry Cavill certainly did. And if they choose to make that character female and it's in my time generation, I would hope to be considered for that honor. So that would, or even just in my own imagination at home when I'm dressing up, I'd want to be Superman.
I think that I share that imagination with you, being Superman. He's gonna take us home for that.
Yeah.
All right. So, can you tell us any more about future projects on your radar? I know you're producing and writing the short film Unwelcome. Can you share any more details about that?
Yes, I did just make a short film and release it called Unwelcome. It is on Vero and YouTube. And it is a thriller with a twist without giving it away, because I hope that people can stop and just click over and watch it now. It's a project, I think, with a strong message, but because it was crafted during the pandemic and in a very heavy year for, I think, most of the world, we tried to present it in a way where people would still have fun watching, be able to absorb a good message, but also be able to say like, F yeah, by the end of it, and just have had a good experience. So any tensions that you might feel in the film early on, I think has a payoff and gives you a very satisfying feeling after the twist. That's what I'll say about it. But yes, that would be my focus. I hope everyone can go check that out. It is my first project releasing that I have actually co-written and co-produced and starred in. And it was a pandemic project. And I'm just proud of it. So I hope people can check it out.
That's awesome. And actually, we'll link that in the description. So you guys, if you just heard this right now, definitely jump in and check it out and leave a like and a comment on this short film for sure. Samantha, I want to thank you so much for sitting with my brothers and I for this short interview. We really appreciate you jumping on board with us, and congratulations on Army of the Dead and the success that you're seeing right now.
Thank you so much. I feel like you guys invited me to your family dinner table. So thank you for your familial presence.
I appreciate that. That's exactly the kind of vibe we want to give up. So that goes a long way for us.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. Thanks. Have a good one.
From myself, from Zayan, from Umar, from Samir, and from Miss Samantha Nguyen, we're the Faruqi brothers. We're the Faruqi family. We'll see you next time. Peace out.